This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You guys mentioned disqualifying positives as a common connection to jealousy. Do you mind explaining that? For me, it just sounds like being ungrateful. And the more ungrateful you are, the more jealous you are. Have I understood that correctly?
In the trauma series where we talk about cognitive distortion, so a cognitive distortion is an unhealthy way of thinking. One of the unhealthy ways of thinking, and this happens to everybody, it just happens to in varying degrees, is something called disqualifying the positives. So what that means is, you know, every day when you're going out in the world, you are experiencing feelings, you're experiencing thoughts, and those turn into schemas of how we view the world around us. The outlook that we have, it can be positive, it can be negative, but sometimes we can also have certain filters. Disqualifying the positives, that it can be in one of two ways. It's overlooking the positives in both. It can be very specific. So like, my friend and I, we both got A's on the test, but I had to study way harder because I'm not as smart than she is. So like, it's a very specific comparison, or it can be a very broad one. Like, you know, everybody likes him more than they like me. So it is disqualifying the positives and focusing in on kind of the negative. So, you have one example where you might maybe not get a good grade on an exam, or someone says something not nice to you, and you hone in on the negative. And then you don't pay attention to that, you avoided a car accident in the morning. Or that, maybe you're not the most popular person at school, but you have a wonderful family that is so incredibly supportive. Or that, maybe your spouse is not the wealthiest, but he's the most kind and he's most, generous in other ways. So it becomes kind of like a filter where you focus in on the negatives and you disqualify. You don't pay attention to all of the positive blessings that you have, or you minimize them.
Is that a switch that just happens, or is there something that leads to kind of getting into that mindset?
It can definitely happen over time. And sometimes the more difficult feelings that we experience, the easier it is to fall into that. Because when you're not feeling good about yourself, or you have low self-esteem, or you're sad, or you're anxious, it can snowball. And so, especially if you're looking for evidence, then whatever you look for, you will find it. If you want to look for the good in your life, you're going to find it. If you look for the negative, you will find that as well. So it starts out slowly, and then it can really build up big time over time.
Yeah. I like the example of, like when we think about the brain, there are certain pathways in our mind that are easy to walk down because we do it so frequently. So if we often look at what we're lacking in our lives, then that pathway, it's almost like walking through a forest and it's a very clear trail, right? So it's very easy to walk down that path. But if you're trying to train your brain to do something different, to start looking at the positives, that's more difficult and it takes more practice. So it's like you're walking through a forest, but you choose a path that's less traveled and there are brambles and there are branches in the way and you have to kind of cut through that. So the first time it's very hard, the second time it's still hard, the third time it's still hard, but little by little, as you clear that path, it becomes easier and easier to walk down that path because that's the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, our brains can change. And he told us that when you are grateful, I will increase you. And I really believe that this is one of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us in goodness when we're grateful, is that path toward gratitude becomes easier to walk down.